Today's date is February 6, 2024. Jim, would you state your full name, please?
James Gray East.
Can I ask you where Gray comes from?
So Gray is my my mother's mother's maiden name. So they were all Grays, and I think that our parents, when they name us, are they're struggling with how to make everybody happy. They didn't really care. They just called. I was originally going to be called Sam. Then I'd, I have no idea what my middle name would have been, but that would have been after Sam Gray, my great uncle.
Hmm. Any story to East, the name East?
No, not really. I mean, they were, they came over from France to Ellis Island, and then into the States. My grandfather, who I never met, named Sam East. That was a confusing. I was going to be called Sam, but it was after my great uncle, not after my grandfather. I never met him, and he was a railroad man and worked for primarily the Missouri Pacific, and then later the Midland, Midland something or another, based in Muskogee.
Hmm. We are recording this interview here in the recording facilities of Voices of Oklahoma. Your birth date?
August 21st, 1954.
Your present age?
69.
Where were you born?
Muskogee, Oklahoma, Baptist Hospital.
Is that where you grew up?
Mm-hmm. Spent my first 18 years there before I went off to Oklahoma State University.
Your mother's name and where she was born, where she grew up?
Marjorie Sugg, S-U-G-G, and she grew up in Ada, Oklahoma, and went to school there, then became a teacher, and eventually landed a job in Muskogee and met my father, Paul East, who had recently returned from the war and was living in Muskogee with his mother and I think two of his siblings. I think one had already left.
About your mother's personality, what kind of a person was she?
I am a Sugg, and so I've always been told that by both the East side and the Sugg side. So the Suggs were extroverts. My grandfather from Ada was in the legislature for about three terms, primarily during the war, since all the younger legislators went off to fight. And my grandmother came from Tennessee. You know, they were just hardworking people. Grandfather ran a, you know, I'm not really sure how he would describe it, but he helped people. He sold some insurance. He helped a variety of Indians with their trust matters. So he got into a little bit of oil and gas, but he was just kind of a, he would just do things for people.
So your personality of your mother was then, since you're outgoing, she was outgoing and personable and...
Very much so. So she was, and she had to be since she was a public school teacher. You know, you had to stand in front of a group of children every day and get them interested. And so she was a Latin and a Spanish teacher, which usually meant for the first couple of weeks, she's the only one doing the talking. So yes, she was an extrovert.
Was she, because of that, she was really watching... peering over your work when you were elementary and going at up the ranks?
So I'm the youngest of three children. My oldest brother, David, was studious, a good student, and not a rebel rouser. My middle brother, John, who's deceased, he similarly was a pretty good student and was anything but a rebel rouser. And then the third child. And so mother liked to, and father both liked to explain it this way, that one day, one of my former teachers, sixth grade teacher, Mr. Couch, came into my father's store, and while they were going back in the warehouse to get whatever he wanted, Mr. Crouch started talking about the boys. And when he got to me, he said, "You know he's going to prison someday, don't you?" Well, of course, I did go to prison, but not by the courts. I went there to interview killers, murderers, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, that was the big joke in the family.
Yeah. So then your father and where he grew up and what he did for a living.
He grew up over in Arkansas, a little town called Norman, Arkansas, which is best located by, it's about 10 miles south of Mount Ida, which people around Tulsa may know because they used to drive through it when they were on their way to Hot Springs. So he grew up in that area. The family were all farmers, and then his father started working for the railroad. That meant that he had to travel, and then eventually he got a good enough position that the whole family would with him. So father lived primarily in Pawhuska, maybe one other town, and then Muskogee. He eventually, after he came back from the war, partnered with another man to start a maintenance business to sell everything from toilet paper to barrels of wax to solo coffee cups. And while this was never a proven fact, the reality was that these businesses, there were three of these businesses, one in Oklahoma City, one in Arkansas, and then my father's in Muskogee. And they had an agreement that they would not get into each other's property. And so former Mayor Norick, his parents owned the one in Oklahoma City. I can't remember now the person in Arkansas, but they split it up. And so it was a profitable and a good business that father stayed with Mr. Tackett, his partner, until he sold it shortly before mother passed away. And then lived off the proceeds.
You said earlier a store that your mother, store?
My father had you would go by it, and it was a very large warehouse, about a football field size. And then all the product was in the back. And then up front, there was a kind of a retail, so you could actually pick the brush or you could say you wanted this cup, and he had all that displayed in there.
So, but he primarily sold to
schools, states, corporations, businesses. Very seldom did people come in. People came in that they knew that that was a place that could get a specific item. And so, but no, there wasn't a lot of commercial retail.
So you helped him sometimes in that business?
All three boys were tasked with loading large trucks. And my responsibility primarily was when we went to the rail yard, because a lot of this stuff would come in boxcars. And I was the shortest, so I was the only one that could climb up in the top of the boxcar and get those items that were squeezed in there by Fort Howard Paper or Georgia Pacific or whatever and get those out. So, yes, we loaded warehouses on Sundays, and the trucks then left on Monday morning. We did a few deliveries during summer, but I didn't do much of that. But it did give me my first glimpse into rural Oklahoma.
Yes, because you went to every small town there was.
That's correct, in eastern Oklahoma.
Right. That type of business didn't continue, or did it?
It kind of did for a while, and then it stopped, and then you could buy direct. And so school systems would buy direct for barrels of wax or a load of toilet paper or whatever. And then you could also buy a lot of this stuff at Target and stores like that that really didn't exist back when I was a kid.
So, and the Walmarts, I suppose.
That's correct.
Right.
Definitely a Walmart.
Right. So his personality must have been outgoing as well.
No, it wasn't. He ran the store. Mr. Tackett was the more outside, the salesperson. But he was quiet. Mother was the social, and I remember a time that we were on our way to Norman, Arkansas, to see his grandmother, who lived until she was 102. Hmm. And we stopped in Poto at the Black Angus, which at the time was owned by Bob Kerr. And we're in a booth or whatever getting some lunch or something before we finish the trip. And this very large man comes over and looks at my mother, and he goes, "Marjorie Sugg." And she says, "Bob Kerr, nice to see you."
Hmm. Senator Bob Kerr.
That's correct. That's the only time I ever met him. And I didn't meet him really because he just came over to say hello to my my mother.
And why would he have known her?
Ada. So he grew up in Ada. He knew her. They were about the same age. It was kind of before he started getting into politics. Later, in, he by this time, he was the U.S. Senator. But he was at his restaurant doing what he did.
The Black Angus.
The Black Angus in Poto, Oklahoma.
How about that? He was a restaurateur. Didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether he started or he bought it. He was kind of known for when people were in tough times, he'd come in and help them, and then frequently he'd own the thing eventually.